State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, is DJ Scream. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. We up in here. DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. A shout out to T, Duct Tape Dave, Kodak, Big Homie Kodak. Shy? What do you have a name? Shy Jones and Cashizzi.
Big Shy.
We in the building. Big Cheesy. You know what I'm saying?
Big Cheesy and Big Shy. We in the, they in the building.
What's the word?
It's going to be interesting today because this nigga ain't got no weed.
You going weedless?
It's coming.
You going weedless?
Oh, damn. It's coming.
Oh, it's on the way.
Oh, it's on the way.
All right. Check up. Everybody good?
I'm fantastic.
Would y'all tell me if y'all won?
Of course.
Okay.
This is the transparency hour.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm seeking out therapy.
You seeking out therapy? What's the word? I do therapy every Saturday.
Do for real?
Yeah. I do therapy every Saturday, 9 a.m. Won't miss it. Pour my heart out.
You talk to?
Huh? Dr. Joanne. Shout out to Dr. Joanne.
Female.
Yeah, man, look, yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I'm seeking out medical attention.
Are you joking? I'm being for real.
I'm not joking, bro. I'm dead serious.
Man,
bro. It comes a time that you have to realize, man, it is you.
What you doing? You ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm the problem.
See, I don't want to see it. I don't see none of that.
Huh?
What you be doing wrong?
I'm saying my problem.
Oh, your problem.
Not nobody else's problem. I'm my own problem, man.
Okay, I get it.
I feel.
You feel what I'm saying?
You say you see.
You don't get what I'm saying.
I get
bro.
What
shit off. You get what I'm saying,
I
bro.
I totally get what you say.
Are we elaborating or are we moving forward? Problem.
Let's move forward.
Why you want to do it like that, Jay?
Let's move
the listeners
forward.
Want to know us.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Therapy,
I ain't trying to be. Yeah,
yeah, I'll be no therapy session.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's what I'm seeking.
What's
out
on your
therapy.
Brain, Jane?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, you know how you. This might be the worst.
I just can't make up my mind about shit.
That's this Gemini shit. Shouts to my wife.
Thank God somebody said it other than me.
How you fix it?
You can't
fix it. You were born that way, dog. Like, you're gonna die like that. Like, I hate to say it.
See, like, you got Bank. You got Big Bank. And you got Big Bank Black.
Then you got Low Down Dirty.
Okay, I ain't mean.
Then you got the nah. He's still. You can't ever completely let him go. He's still like in the background. That's you. Like, you know,
all right, y'all gonna turn this into
what we talking? What we talking about today, Jay? We'll get back to that.
Okay, hold on. Let me see what these people sent in. Okay, so
today we are speaking of talking about one big facts.
We got fan mail from Melissa. She's one of our loyal followers.
Okay. Big shout out to you,
Melissa. Basically her question is, when you're dealing with a person, do you go into detail about your sexual pleasures the first time that you guys have sex? Like, do you let, like, what she's trying to say is, do you let people know?
Do you
know,
put it down the first time you have sex?
Do you let people, do you let your entire freakiness out?
Layman's terms, the first time you fuck,
The first time you fuck, do you, go all the way out?
Show
like
all your moves.
Yeah.
You don't supposed to show all your moves, but you got to let
you better give a damn good preview.
You better let your half of it. Your first impression
women
be the best.
Women have something called the report, dick report or some shit. So you got to.
Dick report?
Yeah.
What the hell is a dick report?
When she call up her friend the next day explaining what you just did to her.
Because keep it real, Jay. Nah, I guess
that's probably more, that's more of a female.
I don't know.
That's more of a female. That's more of a female question, though. For a queen, female, because a nigga better put it down the first time.
Right.
You better do everything you can do.
Yeah.
If you want to get it again.
She might not never get this move no
but
more.
But if the female don't go crazy, you might not call her back either.
But some of these niggas get scared of that shit,
but see,
boy.
Yeah, like.
Some of these girls got them throat pro. Like GoPro the camera. No, throat pro, man. Like real shit. You do all that, niggas. Nigga be scared, like, bruh, hell nah, I can't be fucking with y'all.
She too seasoned.
And then they always come back, so that's cap.
Not really, though. Some niggas run from that shit.
Nah.
Cause they be scared.
Yeah, they run down the street and turn around and come right back.
Niggas gotta gather themselves. You gotta
goddamn
just take a breath.
Niggas gotta regroup, yeah.
Need a Gatorade or some shit, get you a bologna sandwich.
Niggas get scared, regroup, and then return.
I say go crazy. Live every day like it's your
man,
last.
Man, you got to, though.
Go crazy.
I ain't no use of you coming in here playing. You're going to get a bad report. You don't never want no bad report on
your... Bad report's travel.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm for sure. Who gives a fuck about a report, though?
Everybody, like y'all
said, the other shit only applies to females. I guess that only applies to you niggas because at the end of the day...
You mean a woman want the word on the block to be she got some bad pussy?
No, your reputation.
Somebody's still going to try it.
But is there a such thing as bad pussy, though?
Absolutely. Huh?
Yes, it could be loose.
It could be stank.
It could be dry.
I don't have those problems. I don't know.
There's some niggas out here that's like a hole's a hole. Look, they gonna do whatever.
I'm just saying, like seriously, you don't.
All that shit y'all talking about, I ain't never done that.
It's part of your reputation.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Everything you do is part of your reputation. Like we say, I hate this. Like it's part of your legacy. You know what I'm saying? You could be known as the person around town with some bad sex. Do you want that?
I ain't never dealt with that.
Everybody looking at you like you the bad sex person.
I wouldn't give a fuck anyway, but I ain't never.
But if it's a woman, niggas gonna be like, I gotta see how bad it is.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I see how bad this pussy is. I'm gonna test it out. Let y'all niggas know. Then she still gonna get beat. A nigga got a bad dick report, bitch not even gonna fuck with him.
It ain't even gotta be bad dick. It could just be little dick.
What?
Yeah. Bitch is not gonna fuck it. Where you get around, you got a little dick.
It's like, scary out here.
Bad out here for y'all.
Shy Sex Podcast coming soon.
I'm just saying, Lil Dix is out. I hear you got a little dick that's out. I may want to.
But see, it's not even necessarily like. It depends. Like it depends on like. It depends on how you're describing like. Little
man, Lil Dix is Lil Dix.
What
y'all
is
Lil
Dix to you, Shy?
Right. Yeah, what is Lil Dix to you, Shy?
Y'all know what a Lil Dix is. Lil Dix is little, skinny. Little, ain't hit no shit. Just sit on your balls. Don't go past the balls. It's just out here bad. When you put it into
ding-a-ling, jing-a-ling around them motherfuckers.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's guys
man,
out here.
Man, come on, man. Let go to the next part of that. You know, turn this shit to jang-a-ling, jang-a-ling.
Shy J show.
I mean, hey, y'all.
But what if it's a nice person? See, women always complaining about meeting a good nigga and a nice person.
But see, if the sex is bad, it's not going to last.
What Carlos say women be out here creating super niggas? This nigga that y'all looking for don't even exist. Y'all just out here
ain't no relationship going to last with no bad sex.
That's out.
Period.
You're not about to be with a girl who's trying to stink.
It's not
going to
work, Kodak.
You're
not finna be going home to no bad sex, bro. Period.
I mean, you got to be attracted to it.
Period.
So.
I can't be attracted to it.
These women gold diggers that's like real gold diggers is fucking with people with bad sex.
Yeah, that's cheating. That's a job. That's easy.
They're cheating.
She ain't got no choice.
Yeah, she don't care. Because in her head, your sex don't even count.
She's obligated.
Wow.
What else is she going to do? But at the end of the day, I bet you she got a nigga somewhere that's hitting it the right way.
That's scary.
Yeah. Right or wrong. I'm saying that's big facts. Right or wrong.
Yeah, all right.
She don't big facts.
The money.
She's playing a role, though. So.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
All right, so.
But it's, okay, so let me, I got another question. Let me ask y'all this, because the nigga just told me this last night, right? Mm-hmm. A nigga just told me last night that a nigga ain't shit unless he at least has one main bitch that he's cheating on.
That ain't true.
That's stupid.
Well, shout out to my nephew. He just told me this last night.
He
like,
tripping. Nephew tripping.
We were having a discussion, a little group discussion or whatever. And the general consensus, they're younger, but the general consensus is that if you don't have at least one main bitch that you're cheating
Why
on.
Why can't you just have a whole bunch of hoes?
I get what he's saying, not saying cheating. He probably
but it's like if you don't have some sort of
one
stability
main one
in the middle lying, of your chaos.
Lying to he's, one.
Yeah, you know
he,
what I'm
actually,
saying?
Like, you ain't shit. He really saying like if you don't have that one girl at home who give a fuck about you, you ain't really shit. You don't got not one that one girl who care about
so
you.
That's different though. But I guess she probably said it different.
Yeah, she said it different. That what he trying. He might be trying to say that.
So the
say
one
it
that
again?
So the one that give a fuck about you, the reward.
Like if you ain't got one motherfucker that love you unconditionally, you must be some bullshit.
Hoes? Yeah,
nah, fuck bullshit. The hoes. I don't know about that part where they talking about the hoes.
If you just
I guess that's what they saying, like
yeah, you ain't got
one of them at least gotta
like,
be down.
One yeah, who oh, love you okay. Unconditionally.
You ain't got one?
Yeah, you ain't shit.
What yeah. you think?
That's an issue.
That's an issue.
But yeah. Do you reward the one that gives a fuck about you with
you better
fucking around on
them? Definitely. Better.
That's the reward?
No, that ain't the reward.
The reward is she the one that come around your family when you got to show up and pop out. She better be the one.
Nah, that's just kind of it's just that's kind of touchy though. Like
that's what
yeah,
I learned
like
that.
Because it's like
a player. Jade is a player.
When you talking about when you get into the whole mains and sides discussion.
Time out before you even go any further. Would y'all ever be mains with y'all niggas having sides?
No,
it depends.
It depends.
Nah, I mean, because listen, a nigga's gonna do what a nigga's gonna do, but a nigga's not finna play in my face, period. If I'm a quote unquote unknown main, an ignorant main, and I don't know anything about sides, then I don't know anything about the sides, whatever he's doing, okay?
That's
on him. But me being the quote unquote main, knowing that this nigga got sides, fuck no.
That sounds like a pass.
No. I wanna know.
It's a pass.
It's not a pass.
You don't know.
If I'm ignorant to the fact, that's not a pass. If I don't know about this shit and this nigga don't play in my face, that's not a pass because I don't know about nothing. He's keeping that
like
shit away from me.
Right. You could be playing like you don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I think deep down.
You know when you know.
The female intuition knows.
Yeah, you know when you know when you know. So it's all the same.
Yeah.
No, the fuck is not.
I get what you're saying, but.
You deep down, you know.
I get what you're saying too, but it's like.
Basically, it is.
Yeah.
Deep down, you know.
If you having little shit that you feel like you got to check this nigga phone or you got to do all that.
Who checks
know,
phones?
No,
nah,
I'm just saying not
shit.
Check or you just feel like you sniffing for something. Mm-hmm. You know it's something.
Mm-hmm. But
if y'all have disagreements and arguments about unnecessary shit, you know it's something else.
Definitely.
Y'all just arguing the arguments about really that, but y'all, you gonna argue about the tissue because you don't got proof that this nigga, because you ignorant to the fact, whatever you said, you don't got proof, but you really argue with this nigga because something ain't right.
Yeah. But, okay, here's my thing with that. Something might not be right or whatever, and we could be arguing about the tissue in place of the real argument about something not being right because there's no proof. But at the end of the day, if whatever's not, if I can't ever solidify what's not right, or if this shit has never, like, come across my doorstep or come across my phone, or, like, I've never fucking been faced with this shit in person, and there's no type of nothing going on that it's has
just,
ever...
You respect the respect. Just say that. Let me see the light, bro.
Yeah.
You feel like anything else would be disrespect, but shit, if you know something going on, you still...
Being disrespected.
Yeah. But it might not be nothing going on, and you may just be tripping. It's like... The benefit of the doubt.
When has a nigga been tripping?
I'm just trying to play devil's
advocate. When has a nigga been tripping?
A nigga ain't never been tripping.
If you think
I ain't never been tripping.
If you exactly. Think
if I know, I know. But what I'm saying to you is, it's just like, that shit just be crazy. Like, you can't, you gotta, it's not on some, like, innocent until proven guilty type shit. But it's like, why deal with that unnecessary headache if it's never been... directly brought to your face.
So, because there's a lot of women in this situation. So, if you...
Because if that's the case, you're going to be miserable trying to fucking figure out what's going on. Is something this and that? Is it this bitch, that bitch, whatever?
Oh, say you really fuck with this person. If you find out and you didn't know, how do you react? Like, if you find out, but you really fuck with this person, is there any second, third chance? Is there any chance?
Like, you want me to just be real?
Yeah, there's the heart with your heart with this person.
I can't answer that till I get in that situation.
But think about it. Real once shit. You take a nigga back, no matter how much crying, and I'm sorry, you just basically said it's okay.
Cool.
It's okay.
That's it.
Just cover it up, nigga.
I don't give a fuck who it is. So we might as well just be
open
and transparent about this situation. Let me know.
You better let me know before somebody else let me know.
So how are you reacting?
Me?
Yeah.
She no, gonna for already me, know.
I'm gonna already know.
You don't already know because you just know, or he told you?
He told me.
He told you I can't fuck with one woman.
If I'm dealing with somebody.
And you decided to accept that.
Yep.
But do you reply by fucking with other people?
Hold dice. What we just said?
No. What did y'all just say? She's saying that. She's saying she going to know.
I'm confused.
Basically, what she on is, I'm going to make it real comfortable for him to tell me the truth.
Basically.
And then, but what I'm saying, how do you reply, though? Do you get on some bullshit? Are you cheating, too?
If it's somebody I love, and
yes.
If he cheating in my head, because I'm really me.
But shit, if both of y'all are cheating, then y'all really ain't in a relationship.
No, we just
it ain't no
relationship. Some people cheat.
We in a relationship.
What I'm saying is, who made the rule?
Yeah, how the relationship that it,
yeah, relationship supposed to be man and one and one.
A relationship.
That's
is
what I want to get out though.
My relationship got to be one on one, but a lot of other people relationships.
What I'm saying is, who made that rule though? Back in Africa, we was kings, man.
I'm about to suck.
12 wives, kings, man. 12 and 16 wives and shit.
Now 12 and 16.
If you can afford them, you should be able to have them.
Period.
That's just my thought. But you know, we
Big
stuck
facts.
In the
Who
world.
Who the fuck wants to deal with all of that, though?
Some people.
Shit, some people. Niggas with multiple personalities.
A lot of African culture, as long as you can take care of them wives.
Niggas with multiple personalities.
I'm saying what sane person wants to deal with all of those different personalities and shit?
I don't
shit.
Think they deal
man,
with personalities.
What, get what, you got to think,
it's more like a business. It ain't personality.
It's just like,
I make the seed, I take care of the seed.
It's just like this, bro. And I ain't saying for nobody else. I'm just speaking in general.
Man,
I ain't saying for me.
Get your goddamn ass out of here, bro.
It's just like this, bro. If you don't taste other food, you're not going to want to eat the same thing every day. If we were just, listen.
Hey, come on, Michael.
If we were supposed to, I'm just saying. The first time I ate spaghetti, this is how I'm going to eat for the rest of my life, spaghetti. Because I like it. No, I like salmon.
Okay. Go off.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
You gotta get you a woman that can...
I'm just saying, so how people can't have what they like.
Be different entrees. Some women are really flavorful. They could be different vibes.
But some women will be open to it if you just tell them.
I
think the betrayal is when you trying to act like you can be this person to this woman.
Facts.
And then you know what I'm saying? If I tell you, hey, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Because you got some.
Because you're gonna be a fuck nigga by lying to you. Just.
I think yeah, and I think that's the fucking kick in the face. The lie, like. Even though you know,
but you know
it's
why
still
lie.
Kind of
you
because
know why people
can't control and handle the truth.
No, because they're scared of if I don't lie to Jay, she's gonna leave me. It's greedy. It's selfish as fuck. It shouldn't be that way. But if I tell her the truth.
She's gonna fuck with me.
I could goddamn dance around and do this shit for 6 months, a year before she find out and enjoy Jade and enjoy my other
life
too.
That shit too stressful.
That's too much.
There's a lot of people living like that.
You know how to handle it.
There's a lot of people living like that.
It, nah, for sure.
I ain't saying I'm an advocate of it.
It's greed though.
No, it is. It's selfish.
That's greed. Yeah,
but it's just like, why lie though? Like, why lie? Because a lot of people can't handle this.
Why lie? Most people are.
Say it again.
A lot of people can't handle the truth. That's just
the key to it.
And you care, you really feeling like I'd rather not hurt this person, but ultimately you eventually hurt him anyway.
Either way, you hurt him. If you tell him, if the person you love tell you the truth and be like, I can't fuck with just you, it's gonna hurt you. If the person don't tell you, and you find out, it's gonna hurt you.
The lie is gonna hurt more.
For sure, it should because it's betrayal mixed with the truth.
Not really, because a nigga lie, he gonna still come back with the goddamn. I ain't mean to do it. Still lying.
You meant to do
it. You ain't mean to get caught.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it is like, it's different stroke, different folk, man. You never know how this shit go at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. So what did we conclude? We concluded that you should tell the truth, which we always are big facts is about the truth. Tell the truth. You'll be surprised.
It's hard. Yeah, but you'll be surprised. Like you said, you'll be surprised. Motherfucker might be on what you on.
Period.
Yeah.
Big fan. We concluded that you should give the person you love the benefit of the truth of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And we also concluded that if you're going to fuck, you might as well show your ass.
Oh, definitely. The first time. You got to
show
go
out.
Crazy.
Bring him out.
Yeah, bring him out. Yeah, you got to go crazy.
Because everything you do is amazing.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.